et cetera, et cetera. You obviously, Nick Fitzgerald was kind of struggled with this game. For you as a defender, I guess, how much do you kind of want to exploit that and continue his struggles, I guess?
You know, we just got to see what they're struggling with and be able to capitalize on it. So, obviously, we watched the game this past weekend, and, you know, both teams were out there doing some good things. But, you know, we know what their weak points are going into this week, and hopefully we can, you know, like I said, capitalize on those opportunities.
Why do you think Fitzgerald has been so effective against you guys in the last 2 years?
You know, honestly, I have no idea. I mean, they run the ball pretty effectively with the quarterback, and, I mean, it's been probably the most effective I've seen in the recent years. So, I mean, that'll be a big part of our defense, I'm sure, this week, just to stop the quarterback run. So,
does it even look like remotely the same offense that they used to run?
About the same. They do a lot of pulls and kickouts on the ends. So, you know, we'll be sure to fill any gaps or anything like that. So, yeah.
Is there another quarterback that you faced this year that you think kind of complements him a little bit? Somebody that kind of reminds you of Nick Fitzgerald? Or,
I mean, not really. This guy, I know we played against a couple guys that had, like, real deal speed, but this guy's got some power to him, too. He's a pretty big cat, so I feel like he might be one of a kind so far. So,
is it too simple to say, make Nick Fitzgerald beat you through the air?
Yes.
Is that too simple, Landis?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's what I've gotten these past couple years. Like I said, you know, they've been running the ball pretty effectively, and, I mean, it's a big part of their game, so it'll be a big part of our defensive game plan to take that away from them.
So even if you take it away, you still think he can beat you through the air?
We'll see, man. Only Saturday will tell.
Do you remember what the vibe was like in the locker room after that 2016 game?
2016.
That was one of the
when we went to Starkville?
Yep.
That was, I don't know, man. That was just crazy. I remember that was a morning game. I feel like we just kind of got caught in Starksville, you know, those Cowboys and whatnot. So we'll be sure to make sure that doesn't duplicate itself.
I feel like, among the low moments that you've had here, was that definitely one of the biggest ones given where y'all were at the program at that time?
Probably. Yeah, we were ranked pretty high at that time and looking to finish the season strong, and that won't hurt us.
Why is it such a tough place to play? Obviously, there's a lot of tough road environments.
Right.
A&M, I guess, specifically, has kind of struggled in the last couple of years at Mississippi State.
You know, I don't even know. I mean, I was thinking about that this past week and this weekend. You know, what's up with those Cowbells and whatnot. But they got a pretty special place. They got a great atmosphere there. So, I mean, it makes it pretty tough for visiting teams to play.
You look at all of what LSU was able to do
against
them last – I mean, I know it – you got your own schemes and they got theirs, but they were pretty effective in what they were doing. You take
right.
it all, any stock of what LSU was able to do this last weekend against us?
I mean, probably. You know, like I said, they did some pretty good things against them. So we'll see and film this week and come up with our own things to do.
How important is it coming out of this bye to set the tone for the second half of the season with a good performance?
It's huge. You know, this is pretty much where the real season begins. You'll be able to tell where teams can finish strong and teams just kind of fall off. And, you know, in the past, we've had a reputation of falling off at this point in the season. So we're really looking to finish strong. And I know a lot of guys are excited, so I'm excited too to see what we got. So
is that extra week off of rest and preparation, how big a difference can it make for you, or does it make any difference at all?
It can make a huge difference, just depending on how we approach the week. And I felt like we approached last week pretty well. I mean, it's a work week. You know, you got to find a way to get better, even though you don't play anybody on Saturday. And that was our main focus as a whole, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. Make sure we go out there and practice hard, fast, physical, and do the same thing this week and then play on Saturday.
Were you able to get a little R&R in anyways, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you get to go home?
Yeah. No, I went home. I went to the state fair.
Okay.
Got me a fried Snickers, fried Reese's. So, you know, it was pretty cool.
That's not all the workout plan, right?
No, absolutely not.
What's your favorite?
What's it taste like?
Yeah.
Like heaven.
How would you describe it other than heaven? I've never had a fried Snickers before.
I mean, you've never had one?
No.
It'll be unlike anything you've ever had. Okay. And it'll probably put a smile on your face.
Is that the top fair food you had?
Yeah, absolutely.
No corn dogs?
Oh, no, I got a Fletcher's corn dog, too.
Fletcher's?
Yeah, absolutely.
How long was the line?
It was pretty long.
Yeah,
they were pretty long. It was one Saturday night, so yeah, it was pretty packed.
Yeah.
Landis, you guys have pretty much contained every running game y'all faced so far, so how confident are you that you can contain a Mississippi State team that seems to, you know, rely so heavily on the run?
Me, myself, you know, I don't like to think about what we've done in the past. like I said, this is a week of preparation for Saturday. So I'm looking at Monday right now, today, to make sure we go out there and do good in film and go out there and, you know, it'll translate to practice and then whatever coach got for us tomorrow and the next day, you know. Just got to go out there and practice hard and take our best effort in on Saturday.
Is this team developing any kind of a killer instinct? You know, it kind of popped up again against South Carolina. You're up, and then they hit two big plays on off the flea flicker. Getting to where you can maybe prevent that from happening, you get a big lead and hang on to it one time?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been looking at, you know, a lot of little things. You know, Coach Jimbo does a good job stressing the little things and how it turns into big things. I know one of those plays, actually on both of those drives, we had a penalty on one of them. It was like 3rd and 20, first down. Then they scored. Then they converted on the next drive on like a 4th and 8. So, you know, just little things. That's really two more plays, you know, that could have changed the outcome of that game big time. So, yeah, we'll be looking forward and focused in on the little things pretty much.
With that said, though, when it is getting tight, and,
right,
you know, it is getting kind of hectic out there. You guys have been able to win your last three by all by a touchdown or less. Mm-hmm. Well, where do you think that comes from? And are you guys comfortable now in that setting?
Yeah, you know, we're pretty comfortable in it, and it just comes from just taking your practice habits to the game. I mean, there's nothing special that you could do at that point in the game except just do your job. So you just got to trust all guys on the field to do their job, and, you know, it'll be a positive outcome for us.
Hey, I know you don't want to look back, but in past games against Fitzgerald, mm-hmm. what does he seem to do well?
You guys got me dripping, man. Look at that. I just got out of workout, so. I'm sorry, what'd you say? Past games?
Yeah, in past games, what has he done well? What makes him, like, the top quarterback runner of all time?
I mean, they just do a good job just kicking out DNs, I feel like, you know, creating gaps, creating big gaps for him to run through. I mean, and he doesn't miss them either. So, I mean, if they got a gap or two for him, he's going to hit one of them. He's going to hit it hard. So we got to be sure to, you know, just play gap discipline and just do our jobs out there.
So they do a lot of zone read, or they do quarterback power?
Quarterback power, zone read. They got a couple of different ways to get them the ball. So,
what's the rule of thumb on playing a good zone read? Being a good zone read.
Really, just playing your keys. You know, if you got the dive or you got the quarterback, just make sure you play the dive with the quarterback.
Because they keep the quarterback keys off y'all, right?
Right.
Is there any way you can fool them? I mean, do you like get a fake thing?
I mean, I don't even think we're trying to fool them. We're trying to stop them. So, I mean, whatever he's doing back there, we're gonna have a guy on him, a guy or two on him, and that'll be their job. You know, won't be no trickery behind that.
Y'all's offense with the ability to chew up the clock, how much does that help y'all on defense?
Oh, big time. I didn't really know, but I guess last year, like in terms of snaps, we played 3 extra games or something like that. But you know, that's huge, you know, for the offense to be holding on to the ball and getting their defense tired out, you know. So it'll be easier task for them to go score, and we'll be well rested so we can go out there and make some plays and get some stops for them to get back on the field.